Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All of the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or on your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams, a reporter and an editor for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group. And as always, I'm joined here by former UCLA linebacker Josh Woods. Josh, what's going on, man?
It's crazy that we've been doing this show for like 2 years now, and this is the first time we've had a recurring guest, but in a different role. So it's almost like this is a whole new interview, but we got none other then the man, the president himself now, Coach Deshaun Foster. What's up, Coach? How you doing?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, there you go. We're happy to have you back. Just real quick, let's jump right into it. Sounds like you guys had a pretty big Friday night there. How did that go?
I would say it went really well. Kind of got accomplished what I wanted to get accomplished. You know, I wanted to bring basically bring a carnival to the field, you know, let people, fans, alumni, ex-athletes, current athletes. I just want to bring everybody together under one roof and let them come out here and just enjoy what we put out on the field, but have fun, you know. Words really aren't going to put into perspective exactly what was going on out there. Like, it was just a vibe. It was a feeling, you know. Right. One of my teammates, Brendan Iambadesio, told me, home isn't a place. It's a feeling. You know, so that I really took that into consideration. I want everybody to come out there, that came out into the field, to feel like they were at home. And I think we accomplished that.
I mean, it looked like it. And I mean, you know, as your time goes on, I feel like, and you're usually an older guy at spring ball, you kind of get bored with it. You know what I'm saying? You want it to be the season. And you're like, dang, spring ball this. But it just seems like the energy that you have right now and the older guys and they're bought in. I'm jealous. Just like, It really looked like the dudes out there are having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, looks like they're flying around. The energy is there and they're excited to be there. And you got Blue Bucks?
That was just the strawberry, you know? I mean, that was the cherry on top. That was just a little cherry. like I said before, the city's coming out to support us, you know? We're just showing a lot of excitement. You know, UCLA has been closed off in the past, and we're just letting everybody know that's in this area that, you know, UCLA is open. It's just as fun as the other place, you know. So if you want to be around some good ball and you want to get a great education, this is where you should go. You know, we just got to showcase that so people understand that.
Speaking of showcases, I think Friday night was pretty good momentum for you guys leading up to the spring showcase. How excited are you for that? And what could we expect when we're out there at the Rose Bowl?
Just another event. You know, it's going to be pretty exciting. Guys are going to compete at a high level. And that's what makes practice fun. You know, it's not just playing some music out here. It's actually how they are practicing. That's what's making it fun. They're creating the energy and the fans are just seeing how the players are playing and really enjoying that. So I'm just glad that my players are bought in. They're here to be Bruins, and you can see it every day that they practice. So I'm just glad that I have a great group of guys, and hopefully we just keep this rolling.
For the spring game, is it what kind of format you got going on, or can we see some Pride Alley?
There's going to be a few surprises. You know, we can't let all the cats out the hat, but you will not be disappointed when you get out there to the Rose Bowl. So make sure that you make it to the Rose Bowl Saturday, okay? April 27th at 2:00. That's when it starts. Please make it out to the Rose Bowl. Fans, do more. You know, everybody in the program is doing more. Let's get it to the fans that come out to the Rose Bowl. Let's have them do more.
But I'm pretty sure, isn't there some, I think there's some, I don't know, tailgating or some other things going on before as well. So, you know, hopefully, yeah, we get people out there and it's feeling like a real game day.
Yeah, you can come out, you can tailgate, you can catch the soccer game before we play.
I will be there. And hopefully, I mean, you know, other guys, I know some guys are flying in, you know, have OTAs and other situations of other alumni, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, a good showing us will be there. What would you say for recruits that missed Friday? What would you say to them about this showcase coming up?
You missed something that, you know, you missed Friday Night Lights. It's everything mm-hmm. that you think about when you think about Friday Night Lights, you know, just going back to high school, playing under the lights, everything shuts down on Friday in high school for that. That's basically what we wanted to do. And we're going to bring it to the Rose Bowl this Saturday. I'm doing an autograph session by the decades. You know, we're going to go each decade and have players from each decade come down and sign autographs for our fans. So we're going to bring everybody out. You're going to truly see that this UCLA football team is a true family. And you're going to see people here from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right with the 2000s and on. So I'm just excited. Yeah, exactly. So
you said I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there signing whatever you need me to sign, I'll sign something.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Let's just talk about, you know, some of the roster and kind of how things are going along. Actually, first I want to talk about Eric Bieniemy and just, you know, how things are going with him, trying to get him settled in with the program again. What has that been like?
It's been awesome. You know, he holds our players to a standard that I love. You know, he wants perfection out there, and he's going to hold them to a standard that they're going to obtain and be great, you know. And just seeing the way he's coaching guys and the way that they're responding and reacting to everything, you know, just sky's the limit for this offense. You know, we've been making plays all spring. You know, it's just the little installs that we've been doing, and I can't wait till we can get into fall and really start game planning for a team and not playing against ourselves.
You found that group of veteran leaders that have bought in that are going to help, you know. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, you know, when there's a big change like that, it's having a group of leaders that are bought in and are leading the way every day. And have you found those guys in this group?
Yes, I have. We've had a lot of guys step up, you know. Even if they were vocal, guys are being more vocal. If they weren't a vocal guy, they're finally being vocal. So it's just guys have bought in completely and they're stepping up and just holding their teammates accountable. You know, when it starts being a player-led team and not coach-led, that's when you really turn the corner. I think we're right on the cusp of that.
What is the kind of the growth and progression been like for a guy like Ethan Garvers, who, you know, it's not a guarantee he's going to be the starter. It's kind of, you know, still an open competition. But what does his development kind of look like, both on the field, but also just as a leader in the locker room?
It's been going great. You know, he's been trending up ever since the bowl game. You know, he finished the season on a great note. And he picked up spring right at the same mark and has, you know, raised his level of play. So I'm excited for Ethan. You know, the more he gets comfortable in his offense, the more plays you're going to see him making. And as each week has gone, you've seen that he's picked up, he's dropping the ball in the bucket, he's making a lot of good plays. So I'm excited for Ethan. You know, we keep him upright, keep him healthy. I think we can really make some noise.
Ali Cajo,
yeah.
What's the word on him? I'm excited about. I mean, I think there's some dogs in that LB room. Like I said, when I went to practice, of course, you know, I'm gonna pay attention to what Scotty got going on. And I think that room is going to be exciting with him back. And I think this is Femi's breakout year. And of course you got, you know, some other guys around Cam Adrano. I like Jalen Woods a lot. What's your, you know, how you feeling about the LBs and yeah, having Cajo back?
That's probably one of our deepest rooms, the linebacker room. And I'm fired up for, you know, getting Cajo back. This is his first week last week. And when you see him out on the field and the way he plays, it brings a smile to your face. So I'm excited. Excited for Ale. You know, we keep him healthy, get him to the season, and just unleash him on the world. But he's another player that's really good, and he's going to make some plays for us. And I'm looking forward to it.
One thing I've been meaning to ask you about is, you know, there was always so much talk about the food and the nutrition and how things were in previous years. How much of that is maybe still the same? How much, say, have you had in maybe trying to change any of that, if at all?
I mean, I kept a little bit of the same, but I still wanted to put my touch on things. You know, I changed, switched the menu around a little bit, but, you know, we're still, okay. We still got to fuel these guys, and we wanted to be the top of the line. You know, it's, you don't put 87 gas in a Lamborghini. So we're going to make sure that we get the right food and the right fuel so they can perform out here on the field and be great Bruins.
I know I asked that to a few of the guys. I think I asked it to Josh Carlin too. And he said the food is a lot more tastier this time around. Is that maybe what kind of changes are you putting on that menu?
Just, you know, I put my ear to the streets and just listen to see what I heard. Come up with a couple different things and got it with the chef. And here we are. So I'm glad that they told you that they're enjoying food and they love it, because nobody told me anything. So I was just assuming that they did. I had to get confirmation.
Yeah.
You don't understand how important that is, man. For a coach to listen, because, man, sometimes it'd be seem like such a disconnect sometimes. They're like, yeah, we're feeding you guys and y'all have all X, Y, and Z. Coach, I know you ain't taste that food. It ain't got no seasoning, ain't got no flavor. Ain't nobody touching it. Wonder why everybody's losing all this weight. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that, Coach. You really know, listen to the players and, you know, making those adjustments. So now guys can, you know, we're going to the Big Ten. So now you guys can eat, you know, having guys that actually want to eat the food, actually want to get bigger, you know what I'm saying? So I think that will help, this transition.
Most definitely.
How are things kind of moving along with the transition to the Big Ten? Obviously, there's going to be quite a bit of traveling, even in non-conference play as well. What are some of the things you guys are doing to kind of prepare for those trips?
Nothing really yet, you know. It's we're still just putting our head down and just working right now, just to.
Gotcha.
It's really working on ourselves, really spring, you know. But as soon as we get into training camp, that's when we'll start really getting ready for these away games and how we start preparing for them. But like I told my guys, if you want to play in the NFL, you're going to play across the country in some aspect. So there's no just. You can only play well when you're playing West Coast games or East Coast games. You know, you got to show up. Mm-hmm. And I think our players are pretty excited about this challenge. You know, going into the Big Ten, they know what to expect. And it's not like we don't know when we're going to have long trips or anything. It'd be different if they're going to be just sprung on us. But we have enough time. And I think, you know, once we get a couple under our belt, we'll really understand how to operate accordingly. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Gotcha. Josh, we'll get into some of the fun questions here in a minute, but real quick, several fans have asked me, and I tell them I don't know. The first chance I have to ask Deshaun, I will, so I'm going to ask it now. They want to know about this black bomber jacket with the blue UCLA letters on the front. Is it for sale? Where can I get it? Is it a team exclusive? They've been bothering me about it, so I have to ask you.
Well, it's on sale for $100,000. So,
NIL.
It's NIL based. So, if you want to get that jacket, you have to donate to Meadow Westwood. And we'll go from there. But, I know it might end up on the market for everybody. You know, a lot of people have reached out to me and said that they liked it and everything, but you know, they're taking my drip, so it's kind of hard for me to stay fly.
Yeah,
telling it. But hey, no, I'm all for it. You know, I'm a Bruin, so if UCLA fans or Bruins would want that jacket, then we'll find a way to get it on the market for them.
Talking NIL, how's this been?
It's actually going really well. You know, I have no complaints. I feel like we've reached a point where we should be comfortable, you know, and just continue to go. This is a space that we're still learning about, and as long as we're open to learning, I think that things can go in our favor. But as of right now, I'm pretty satisfied with the NIL, and I'm just excited that we're able to actually compete in that field.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed. From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Yeah, and on that topic, what is the, you know, I remember when you first had your introductory press conference, we were asking you about that, meeting with the different donors and the men at Westwood guys and stuff. You know, what has that outreach been like? What is the conversation as you know, the months are kind of going on here now? Is there still a strong communication or?
Oh, no, there's a lot of communication. That's a daily thing with the NIL component, you know, especially with the portal opening. We haven't closed the door on that. We're still learning, still excited. I love everything that's going on in that field. I just want to continue to keep raising money. That's just basically the key. Just continue to raise money because, you know, as long as these players are hitting the portal, they're going to be accessible, and you just got to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward to be able to get them. So.
And I've noticed on the banner that I think you guys barely debuted on Friday when we do our interviews with you, that backdrop, you had Postmates back there. Is there some partnership there that, you know, is going to be happening with the program here?
Not that I know of.
Gotcha. That would have been dangerous.
Well, they're sponsoring the showcase, so.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
I said, okay. if the players got a Postmates deal, that'd be dangerous.
Okay, that's it.
But talking NIL and portal, and then, I mean, we're in a big, you know, open window right now. Like, I don't know how much you can tell us, but how is, you know, this process been going? How's it looking? Mm-hmm. You know, we getting Big J. He make a decision, and
Jay was here today.
Oh,
okay.
That's a good sign. Maybe, possibly.
Yeah, our team meeting. I looked down there and I saw Big Jay. So I was just excited, you know, being genuine, you know, still something that's special here. Which is a family, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from your family a little bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I'm just glad that Jay's in the building and, you know, we're going to just continue to be Bruins and try to put a fence up and just keep our guys.
How different is transfer portal recruiting compared to high school recruiting where, you know, these guys have college experience already that they can kind of lean on and maybe they have maybe a little bit more mature when they're in the transfer portal and they maybe know what they're looking for the next time around.
Yeah. The portal is a little bit more easier because you don't have to project as much. Mm. The projection is kind of, you saw it a little bit. That's why you're towards this kid, mm-hmm. you know, right. High school recruiting, there's still a projection aspect there just because he hasn't done it yet, you know, mm-hmm. but seeing these guys play at some sort of college level, it kind of just give you just a little bit more information that you don't get with the high school kids, but it's still, you still need both entities to survive in college football. You know, you got to still develop high school kids and then you got to play holes with the portal guys. So you still have, it's still something, it's still just a huge component. Basically.
No, I mean, it's very, very different from, yeah, I understand that. And I think, like you're saying, the whole family thing, especially having you, Coach Foss, I think it's been big. I had some time, Siali came and trained with us. A few of the guys, you know, Moff around, JTM around, you know, we had our workout group, right? And talking to Siali about the whole situation, and he talked about how big you were and him even coming back this year, and just excited to things, you know, of that nature. So I think, you know, it's been big, yeah, having you to keep this group together and around. And I'm just excited to, you know, see how this transition goes and, you know, what's next.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Big Ten. This is the type of exposure that you want to, and you want to play in conferences like this. So, you know, it was a bittersweet leaving the Pac-12. It's tough, you know, especially being somewhere. Played in the Pac-10, you know, I valued the conference, you know, just something that I've always watched, but just the way sports are going now and everything's turning, you know, I'm excited that we're in the Big Ten and just looking forward to get this opportunity to play in different stadiums to show our product in places that don't usually get to see our games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously at times, so you're getting pulled into different directions, obviously. But how much do you try to kind of keep your ear to the ground on just the overall national, all the different talk when it comes to college football and, you know, all the talk of expansion and playoff expansion and all these different things? How do you kind of juggle and kind of keep your ear to the ground on some of that stuff?
You just got to just do it. You know, you have to be conscious of it, you know, it changes daily. It's not a, just from this weekend, we have a portal meeting every morning. Just because when you went to sleep, it's the time you wake up, it changes. So
yeah, that's true.
You really got to be in the know and know what's going on. Because by the time they hit the portal, sometimes it's usually already over.
And what is the biggest thing you've kind of learned? Obviously, still early on. You're still a couple months in. I think I remember you told us you're already not getting very much sleep sometimes, but. What have you learned about yourself through the process? What are some things that you're like, well, wow, I didn't think I'd be doing something like this in this role that I'm in 2024?
I really haven't been surprised by things that I would have to do. It's more, you just do a lot of, there's a lot of non-football, you know? Nothing I'm not surprised about, but it's just a lot of stuff that's not involving ball. Just stuff that's, has something to do with football, but it's just not the actual ballpark. But other than that, everything else has been good.
Gotcha.
A lot of kissing babies and shaking hands. I'm saying you were like the present. When the times that I've been back to see you, I don't want to bother you because I already know you just you like a president, man. You like Obama walking in and around everybody. You gotta, you know, shake hands, talk to Sean, just say how much they love you. You know what I'm saying? I love seeing it because I know you. So it's just funny. But, I mean, back to football.
That's
this week. This week, I mean, we got the draft. I think, you know, we should have a few Bruins names called this week, man. I'm really excited about Latu and the Twins, and I feel like there would be a few other guys that, you know, should be selected. So have you talked to any of the guys or have any expectations of, you know, things you heard or where you think guys will end up?
Going to the draft with Latu on Thursday. So we're fired up about that. It'll be exciting.
Oh, that's dope.
Excited for Carson Steele.
You gotta have another running back go.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's gonna be big.
Exactly. Very excited for Carson. Darius, Duke, the Twins, you know, so we have a lot, a pretty good amount of guys that can get Alex Johnson, Josiah, a lot of guys that can go out there.
Kenny.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited for this. This is something you look forward to. Man. It's once in a lifetime goal, you know. I always tell people, like, I wasn't that excited when I got drafted. Now, my running backs getting drafted, I've been ecstatic. So it's more about helping them get to their goal and their dream that I like about this job, you know. So I'm really looking forward to these times because this is when you finally, you know, your final body of work has actually, you know, you put it out there and it finally worked. Now you're getting an opportunity to play a game that you've been getting paid to do. You've been playing for free this whole time. When you get paid, you know, it's a blessing.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's one of the things I don't understand so far. Like, with all the NFL experience that we have on the coaching staff and with the guys that are about to get drafted this year, I don't know why more guys haven't been like, bro, I have to go to UCLA. Like, it's like, especially like the DN outside line, like, the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, bro, if they can go, I can go. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to an interview of Coach Juan when he was talking to the media, and like, he's literally coaching you how you're going to be coached at the next level. Why would you not want that now if that is your goal? Which, you know, we've had these conversations. If you are going to go play football at UCLA, your number one goal should be the NFL. It should be to play pro. You know what I'm saying? It gets caught up in the mix. A lot of, you know, maybe, I don't know, the generational difference of guys, like, their goal isn't to be pros anymore, or they're here for fashion and music. And we've seen guys come and go because of that. But your number one goal should be the NFL, and there's no place better, you know what I'm saying, than UCLA to be coached by pros, be around pros. Think about all the guys that come in. I know EK's been there consistently training, you know, before he had to go to OTAs and all that. And it's like, hopefully, you know, and real soon I feel like it's going to hit, especially when they see the drafting, like, oh, he went to UCLA. What's going on over there? But it's like, it's going to be too late. We're going to be full.
We're going to be full, you know. But I just want to make it, you know, you got to make it to where people want to be a part of it. And then you got to make it to where they're just disappointed they can't. You know, so we're going to get a turnaround. A lot of these people are going to start jumping in the boat. You know, you're at practice. You saw the way people were reacting to seeing the practice. You saw the vibe that we had going on. You know, that was just a night practice. Wait till this game, you know. So, like I said before, fans, I want you guys to come out there and do more. Our players have been doing more this whole offseason. And, you know, that's my number one thing that I'm asking. Our slogan is do more. And I need the fans to come out there and do more for it.
Deshaun, we'll get you out of here. I know you have a very busy schedule. But real quick, I just want to let you know that I'm talking to, you know, some of the different recruits that are coming in for visits and visiting practices. I'm talking to some of the parents. Sometimes the parents are just messaging me and telling me how impressed they are with UCLA, you know, how much better it is than even the school across the street at times. So you guys are doing some good things over there, and we appreciate having you on. And I hopefully we can have you back sometime very soon.
Thank you.
Hey, whenever you want to come on, Foss.
Open invitation.
I got it.
This is like the Pat McAfee show for you. You want to come on weekly, monthly, whatever you want to do, just chop it up. You want to ask me questions, ask us questions. You're tired of people asking you questions, you know what I'm saying? But
even on the show, or am I Aaron Rodgers? Like, who am I to the show?
Who do you want to be?
I don't know. I'm going off their guess. Like, you know, they.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is on every week.
Yeah, I'm saying you could be Aaron Rodgers with it. You know, see every week be if where you want. Yeah.
Oh man, we'll do a little bit about this. We'll do a little bit about it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to be there on Saturday. You know, yep. I'd say I hope a lot of guys will be there to support, and the energy's been infectious. So yeah, anything you want to let the people know, let the alumni, let the recruits know.
Come out and support us. I guarantee you'll enjoy yourself, and it'll be something that you want to come back to. So give us that opportunity. This is the perfect Saturday to see what we can do at the Rose Bowl. And I promise you, these boys have put a good product out there, and you guys will enjoy the day. So go Bruins.
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate having you on.
Appreciate you guys.
I know.
This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.